Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Ronnie, say your first hello to Fun Fun.
Ron, we are welcoming a new member, Ronnie Sperling.
Yay!
One single applause.
Thank you. And the wino sitting in the back.
You're going to be funny talking to the mic.
Okay. Are we ready? This is Fun.
Out there.
You mate.
Jeff, your nose is in the way.
All right.
Jeffy's nose is in the way wherever he goes. Fun phone number 107, Stu's new landlord, taping on April 4th. Playing back on the 20th of June. That's when your debut will be, Ronnie, so be out of school for a month by the time this plays.
And out of town if you're smart.
Yes, and here we... here we go. For a Fun Phone skit starring the entire Fun Phone gang, Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Uncle Brucey, M Squared, Larry West LA, and Ronnie Tarzana. Did you meet your new neighbor yet?
Jeffy, I forgot all about that apartment next to me. It's been vacant for so long.
Well, they finally rented the thing. I heard that your new neighbor is in college just like us.
What luck. It's about time they rented to young people. Those old farts were monopolizing this place. Let's go over and meet them.
Who is it?
Hi, I'm Stu Funfone, your next door neighbor. I thought I'd just come over and say hello.
Hi, come on in.
Oh, this is my best friend, Uncle Jeffy.
Glad to know you, Jeffy. Both you guys have a seat. You'll have to excuse the way the place looks. I'm just getting settled.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, Jeffy says you're in college.
That's right. I'm a history major.
Hey, that's great. I'm a TV major, and Jeffy's majoring in theater.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
Excuse me. Have you ever thought of being a drum major, Jeffy?
I can see we're going to get along just fine.
By the way, my name's Ronnie.
I'm so glad that old prune Mrs. Johnson rented the place to you, Ronnie.
Mrs. Johnson? Who's that?
The owner of the building. You must have seen her. You couldn't have rented the place without her knowing about it.
Stu, I didn't rent the place from a Mrs. Johnson. I rented it from a Mr. Adolf Wiener Schnitzel. He told me he was the owner and manager.
But that's impossible. I thought...
Come in. It's open.
Achtung! Hello, Ronnie. Are you still ready up?
Not quite yet, Mr. Wiener Schnitzel.
Well, hop to it, Mein Kampf. I give you 3 hours to unpack, and I expect you to do it.
Hold it, hold it. Who the hell are you?
Watch your tongue, fat boy, or I'll saute it. My name is Adolf Wiener Schnitzel, and I am the new manager of this building.
What happened to Mrs. Johnson?
She sold the place. It now belongs to me. And who the hell are you?
I'm Stu Funfone. I live in the apartment next door.
Oh, so you're up there too, huh? Well, these orders go for you too.
Now, just a minute here.
Oh, you just a minute. As long as I'm in charge, we will run a tight ship. Now, I'll be back at 9 o'clock for lights out. And if you don't obey, you will be placed in the concentration camp I have assembled behind this building.
But Ronnie, is that why you rented this place? So you could be near him?
Stu, I didn't even know he came with the place.
Well, I have a feeling I'm not going to like this, Putz.
How can he make you guys go to bed at 9 o'clock?
That's just what I'm waiting to find out. Come on, Jeffy, let's help Ronnie get this place in order.
Thanks for dinner, Stu.
My pleasure, Ronnie.
Say, what do you guys say we go and watch some TV?
All right, lights out. It's 9 o'clock.
That's niner, ass breath.
Insubordination. You, with a nose like a cornstalk. You go straight to the concentration camp.
Concentration camp? Stu, what the hell is this guy talking about?
Search me, Jeffy.
It's no time for that. Let's go, big nose.
Stu, where's he taking me?
Insulting the manager is grounds for eviction.
But I don't live in this building.
Then you spend one night in the concentration camp and you learn your lesson, big schnoz.
Ronnie! Stu, help me! Help me!
What the hell is going on here? This guy thinks he's still in World War II. Doesn't he know America and Germany are good friends now?
I wonder if my lease is refundable.
Well, we gotta get Jeffy out of this. What is this camp he keeps talking about?
Did you ever read about the German concentration camps in World War II? That's where they put all the Jews and other people that disobeyed the Gestapo's orders.
What did they consist of?
Terrible, terrible tortures.
That moron is torturing Jeffy! We gotta help him!
Well, that takes care of him. Now, both of you, lights up, or you will join your friend. Death is an order!
Ronnie, what are we gonna do? Is Jeffy all right?
Take it easy, Stu. Look, I'll meet you outside at 1 a.m. We'll get Jeffy. I'm sure he's okay.
But we gotta stop Adolf! Can we call the police?
No, we better not. He may torture them, too. I'm afraid we have to stop him ourselves.
I can't believe this!
Relax, I said. Don't forget, I'm a history major. I think I know how to stop Adolf and turn him into a goldfish.
Don't bring Fluke into this, Ronnie. We gotta save Jeffy.
Stu, I'll meet you out there at 1. Good night.
Stu! Stu! Come on, let's find Jeffy.
Okay. Yikes! A dog!
Here comes Adolf. Quick, hide.
What is the matter with you, you stupid mutt? Don't you know it's 1 in the morning? Shut up and guard the prisoner, or I'll have you for breakfast with eggs yet.
Boy, that was close. How are we going to get to Jeffy? He's inside that shack, and Rover Puss is standing guard over it.
I think I'll get up a tree.
What?
You see that tree over there? I'll attract Rover to it, and you go inside and get Jeffy.
And how are you going to attract him? Put up a sign that says, pee here.
No, like this.
Here, boy. Here, boy. Come on. Chew me up. Eat my arm. Now, Stu. Now, run. Jeffy! Jeffy! Are you okay?
Stu! Oh, thank God. Just get me out of here, quick.
All right. Hold on. There. There. Come on. Let's get out of here.
Hey, don't forget about me.
Oh, yeah. Rover! Here, Rover! Come on, you. Andy's better looking than you. He's got a bigger tail. Come on! Come on! Oh, that should take care of Rover.
What is all the noise out here? What's going on?
Watch out for that rock, Stu!
What rock?
That rock that just landed on Adolf's head.
Oh, nice work, Ronnie. You knocked the jerk out.
Too bad he can't stay that way.
Oh, yes, he can. Remember I told you I was a history major? Well, I also know the Germans were master brainwashers. Now, get this. Adolf! Adolf Wiener Schnitzel! Achtung! You will listen and follow orders. When you awake, you will remember nothing about your German ancestry. You will be so meek and mild that you will have a fight with Donald Duck, you'd lose. You will drop the German accent, and your background will be as follows. You are a magazine salesman turned apartment manager. You will never pick fights with anybody. Don't fail us, Commander Wiener Schnitzel. Your government is counting on you. Don't fail us.
I won't let the fatherland down.
Good boy. You will remain this way until you get further instructions.
Yeah, mein Kampf.
Drop the accent. Now.
Yes, sir.
Good boy. Now go back to sleep.
Yes, sir.
Well, that takes care of him.
How do we know for sure it worked?
Well, get a good night's sleep, and we'll find out tomorrow.
Hey, Ronnie? Ronnie! Are you awake?
Yeah, Stu, what's up?
I'm going down to Adolf and pay my rent. Would you care to join me?
I can't miss any of this.
Mr. Wiener Schnitzel, it's Stu Funphone. I want to pay my rent.
Well, hello, boys. So nice of you to come. Are you sure you want to pay me today? You can pay me in a week if you want to.
I said I'll pay you now!
Oh, please don't shout so. Certainly you can pay me now.
Good! See you later!
Goodbye.
That's goodbye, Aspreth.
Oh, you're so clever.
The part of Adolf Wiener Schnitzel was played by M Squared. This is Stu Funphone speaking.
So good.